It's 36 degrees on Friends Plaza at the moment. We're expecting a partly sunny day with a high of 47. And at 8:50, it's time for our first look now at the commodity markets for the day. We have our pre-opening report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan. And good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are called from steady to $1 per hundredweight lower amid reports that most plants have adequate supplies through at least midweek, and some are set to be nearly full for the week. Terminals are called steady to weaker, tops from 37 to 39.50. Peoria steady to weak today with a top price of $37. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, December 15th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,904. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51.50 to $60, a weighted average $56.58, a loss of $1.13 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.57 to $48.50, and the weighted average was $47.52. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 8,988. The base price range was $48.50 to $58.31, the weighted average $54.45, a loss of $2.33 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.50 to $47.79, and the weighted average was $43.97.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, first off, we're going to talk about South America. That's where the biggest growing areas are really getting going right now. So let's take a look at what's going on in Brazil. And over the weekend, actually Friday through Sunday, rain fell in center-west and center-south Brazil with amounts from 1 to 2 inches in center and southern Minas Gerais, while a few one-hundredths of an inch up to three-quarters of an inch occurred elsewhere. Southern Goiás received less than 1.5 inches. No precipitation fell in Bahia. The far northern stretch of Minas Gerais, or from southern Mato Grosso do Sul into southern São Paulo to Rio Grande do Sul. Rain was reported overnight in western and southern Rio Grande do Sul, where there were other storms noted in northern Brazil yesterday and early today. However, no rainfall data was available as of this report. There will be no shortage of rain in Brazil during the coming 10 days to 2 weeks. All areas of the nation will be affected in amounts sufficient to bolster soil moisture in the previously driest areas of the south while maintaining wet conditions in the north. Totals in the dry areas of southern Brazil will range from about 3/4 of an inch up to just over 1.5 inches. Some local areas could pick up 2 to 3 inches of rain, with frequency and intensity in the north not as great as it was earlier this month, but sufficient rain will fall enough to keep the ground plenty moist. As far as Argentina, rain fell more significantly than expected over the weekend from eastern Cordoba to southern Entre Rios and northern Buenos Aires. Rain totals from 1 to 3 inches were common across the region, with 4.25 inches occurring along the central Cordoba-Santa Fe border region. Rainfall to the north and the south was less than just about a half inch, with little or no rain in the La Pampa region. Rain frequency could be a little high for late season planting of summer crops and field work, and that may proceed a little more slowly than usual because of the rain. The precipitation may also raise some concerns about that unharvested wheat, but situation not expected to be all that critical across Argentina for the wheat. As far as the U.S. Midwest, light rain developed in the Midwest on Sunday after mostly dry conditions on Friday and Saturday. A lot of cloud cover, but just a little bit of very light precipitation. Moisture totals no more than 1/3 of an inch, with many areas receiving less than 2/10 of an inch. Precipitation occurred mostly across Illinois, Indiana, and in through Ohio, with temperatures well above average. The extreme highs in the upper 30s and 40s in the north, and obviously that's an area that you'll probably be looking at some teens and 20s this time of year. And temperatures to the south were in the 50s and 60s. Coldest low temperatures were still in the teens and 20s with 30s in the northwest with 30s and 40s in the southeast. A storm system in central and southern plains will induce another warming trend across the Midwest from the mid to the latter portion of this week. The storm system will move into the heart of the Midwest, weaken as it advances to the northeast Wednesday through Friday. 3 to 8 inches of snow could occur across the northwestern portion of the Midwest, while rain and even some thunderstorms impact the lower and eastern portion of the region. A cold front will bring some reinforcing cool air to the Midwest during the weekend. Snow showers and flurries occurring as the cooler air moves into place, with a new low-pressure center forming in the southern plains this weekend, moving to the northeast across the Delta and lower Midwest, and that could start to bring some snow into the area late in the weekend and early next week. Taking a look at two other areas, we'll take a quick look at Australia. Better than expected rainfall occurred near the Pacific coast in east central Australia during the weekend. Rain totals of 1 inch to 2.5 inches in the far southeastern corner of Queensland and extreme northeastern New South Wales. South Africa, the second half of the week will be dominated by showers and thunderstorms, with rainfall from about a half inch to an inch occurring in 75% of the nation, with some locally heavier amounts of 1 to 2 inches resulting. Precipitation will be welcome, especially in the Free State and western parts of the Northwest, where crop areas are critically dry. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 509.75 unchanged, last trade down 2.5. May 513 unchanged, last trade down 0.5. July 497 down 3.5, last trade down 3.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 494.5, up 0.25, last trade down 0.5. July 489.5, down 1.5, last trade down 3.75. December 501.75, up 0.75, last trade down 3.25. March corn opened at 368.75, down 0.25, last trade down 3.5. July 383.5, unchanged, last trade down 3.75. December 359.75, down 1.25, last trade down 3. March 2008, 366, down 0.5, last trade down 0.5. January beans opened at 657.5, unchanged, last trade down 4.75. July 696 unchanged, last trade down 3.75. November 712.5 down 2.25, last trade down 3.25. January soybean meal opened at 187.10 up 40, last trade down 170. January soybean oil opened at 28.20 up 5, last trade down 12. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is located in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we were thinking all along that the longs were liquidating their positions, and lo and behold, on Friday's report, we found out the contrary.
Yeah, the net is, we've got them roughly, I think it showed 291 on the CFTC report. We've shown them a little bit longer than that. We've got them about 292. So roughly a record long in the spec fund, and I still won't be surprised to see a little bit more liquidation out of these guys. You know, today, Dave, most of the talk I'm hearing is chatter about China. China supposedly has gotten concerned about their food supplies for corn as they continue to do the same thing we're doing, using food for energy-type transfers. So they've reportedly stopped issuing new licenses to build ethanol plants. That's going to take away some of the bullish impetus that traders have had, feeling that China would be in the market to buy U.S. corn either this year or some point in time over the next 1 to 2 years, which they still may have to come in and do that. But certainly they're taking a look at this and saying, you know, we don't want to give up all of our corn out here for ethanol use that we might need for food use. So they're doing some moves there, and that's probably going to be a little bit bearish to this market. you know, we've traded in a sideways consolidative type pattern over the last couple of weeks. If we move through this 63, 63.5 level on the March corn, I think we're set up to try and take a step back, go down and see if we can fill that gap that runs from 47.5 to 54.5, I believe is where the gap's at. So I kind of tend to think we're going to drift here today. Each time we've gotten down into that 63 range, so we found buying to pull us back up. Is it going to be there today? It doesn't feel like it, but it could be. I still think we're going to probably go down and try and make a run at that gap. You've also got the index fund realignment that's going to come shortly after the first of the year, so I think that hangs over everybody's head as somewhat of a bearish tone.
January soybeans going through its six-week low overnight, 651.5. Are we looking at 649, the July high, eventually?
Well, I think that you might actually make a run at that. You've got very good weather down in South America, and I tend to think you actually blow right through that myself, Dave, and go down. I've got my eyes set on somewhere around the 640 mark on these January beans before we find much support. Basically putting another leg into the downside on good weather in South America. We've got ample supplies of beans out here. Processors are not pushing for them. If you look at values out here, you've got processors out in Minnesota 50 under on beans right now. Numerous areas across Iowa 25 to 30 under, and typically they would be 15 under type numbers. So that tells me they don't have a serious need for beans right now. I think that helps to keep pressure on this bean complex, along with almost ideal weather in South America.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone. This is WILO Urbana.